Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks labeled guilt and shame? I know I have. We all do at some point. Those heavy feelings can drag us down, making it hard to enjoy the ride. But guess what? You don't have to carry that load forever. Today, on Tap Out of Overstimulation, we're tackling something truly important, letting go of guilt and shame to improve your mental well-being. We're diving deep into how these emotions affect us, why they stick around like unwanted house guests, and most importantly, how you can finally kick them to the curb. Get ready for some real talk, some practical tips, and a whole lot of inspiration because we're about to unlock a lighter, happier you. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you start untangling those messy feelings. First off, recognize that guilt and shame are often fueled by unrealistic expectations. We put so much pressure on ourselves, striving for perfection in a world that rarely delivers it. Remember, you're human, and that means making mistakes. It's part of the learning process. Next up, understand that dwelling on the past keeps those heavy feelings alive. You know that feeling when you replay a conversation over and over, analyzing every word? It's like watching a broken record stuck on repeat, except in your head. Learning to forgive yourself for past mistakes is crucial. Acknowledge what happened, learn from it, and then move on. Number 3. Guilt often masquerades as responsibility. We tell ourselves we should be doing more, feeling more, caring more. But sometimes, should is just a trap that leads to exhaustion and resentment. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. You can't pour from an empty cup. Now, let's talk about shame, that insidious feeling of being fundamentally flawed or unworthy. It whispers doubts in your ear, making you believe you don't deserve love, happiness, or success. But here's the truth. You are worthy just as you are. Embrace your imperfections and remember, everyone has their own struggles. Finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Talk to yourself kindly, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that setbacks are not failures. They're simply opportunities for growth. You know those days when everything feels overwhelming? Like there's just too much on your plate, and you're trying to juggle it all while feeling the pressure of expectations from yourself and others? Well, imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but you feel completely isolated. You're caught in a loop of negative self-talk, replaying past mistakes and beating yourself up for things that are beyond your control. You start feeling anxious, exhausted, and just plain drained. Sounds familiar, right? This is what guilt and shame can do. They trap us in our own heads, making it hard to enjoy the present moment. But what if I told you there's a way out of that mental prison? Remember, letting go isn't about forgetting or minimizing your experiences. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and choosing to move forward with grace and self-acceptance. Imagine stepping away from that party, taking a deep breath of fresh air, and finally allowing yourself to relax. You deserve that peace of mind. So, what can you do right now? Start by practicing gratitude for the good things in your life. Even on tough days, there are always little moments of joy to be found. Next, challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. And lastly, don't hesitate to seek support from trusted friends or a therapist if you need help navigating these complex emotions. Remember, letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but keep in mind that every step you take towards self-acceptance is a victory. you're worthy, capable, and deserving of happiness. Now go out there and live your best life, guilt and shame free. Until next time, stay awesome, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.